Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You make the call.
Everyone has situations where they want a second opinion.
And everyone has an opinion they're ready to offer up.
That last lady that called, come on,
you
really?
Need to tell her you got 72 hours
so
to come clean.
I have been the wife with done. The husband who was cheating.
Oh, come on, man. There's just no way.
It's time to bring them together. It's another edition of You Make the Call.
You Make the Call, brought to you by Liberty Coin and Currency. You can check them out online at libertycoinandcurrency.com. Kind of falls into the beginning of summer, man. There's a debate that was taking place on Twitter all over the inner sphere last Thursday. I meant to get to it on Friday, just got sidetracked. Kind of fits into You Make the Call anyway. When you're flying on an airplane, and I definitely know the right answer to this. I'm not going to throw it out until...
So you're saying there is a one answer.
There yes,
is one
there
correct
is
answer.
Definitely a correct answer to this question. Does the person sitting in the middle seat of an airplane get both armrests? Does the person, when you're sitting on an airplane in the middle seat, does that person get the right armrest and the left armrest? It's a simple question. There is a very simple answer to this etiquette. 503-733-KGON, 503-733-5466. It'll be interesting to see where Matt falls in line, because I know he's trying to deduce, he's trying to go through his check off the boxes. Kind of, you know, you're going to put it into a very logical and a very more than likely proper method of coming to a conclusion. Good morning.
Absolutely the middle seat. They have the worst seat on the plane.
But is that your fault that they bought the cheapest seat?
No, but I think you should be nice and give them both armrests.
I like the way you think. I don't know if I agree with you.
Terry's not. Terry doesn't think about being nice on an airplane.
Well, look, you'll see a little logic to my theory. What's your name?
First name, Sarah.
Sarah, thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Good morning, KGON. You make the call. Center seater. Do they get both of the armrests or not?
If it's my wife, yes.
We're sort of in a line. But,
so if it's a stranger, you're taking over the armrests?
Well, I do rock paper scissors in my mind.
See, you and I are sort of traveling together. Now let me ask you this question, because a lot of times husbands and wives will get the two aisle seats so they can be a little more comfortable. They just sit across from each other.
Yeah, well, it doesn't work in my family.
I don't even mind being, well, I'm lying. I hate being in the center seat. But if I'm flying with my wife, I will always give up either the window or the aisle, and I'll take the center seat.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I do. Always. Every time.
I don't want.
I must be a jerk, because I always want the aisle.
You want to confirm that, or do you want me to confirm that? Matt, you are a jerk.
All right.
There you go. Confirmation that Matt does have a jerky side to him, even though he seems like he's buttoned up all the time. Friend of show, Joe, on email, Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, KGON.com. Everyone should get one. So on the right side of the plane, everyone gets the left. And on the left side of the plane, everyone gets the one to the right. However, as a courtesy, if I'm by the window, I give them my armrest because I can lean towards the window. Aisle seat is a little harder because you can really you can't really lean out. I don't know if I agree with friend of show, Joe.
Here's the thing. If you're on the aisle, you've got one. You've got the armrest that goes out to the aisle. If you're in if you're at the window, you've got the window that you can lean up to. That leaves two more armrests, so the middle person would get both of those.
So you're in a line. You think that the middle person should get both armrests.
Yes.
I absolutely wholeheartedly disagree with you. The person on the aisle, A, is fighting defense for the drink cart. You always got to be paying attention, or I don't know what has happened. Maybe the aisles have gotten skinnier, but if you sit in the aisle seat on an airplane now, you either get backpacked in the head, you get elbowed in the head, or you get butted nonstop. It's just the whole time it's like dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Typically, well, not so much during the flight, but definitely, you know, when you land or when you're waiting for takeoff and people are still trying to find their seats.
And people going to the bathroom. You know, yeah. that's the most awkward one. When, you know, they're walking sideways and there's two people passing, you glance to your right, depending upon if it's male or female. That window seat isn't as good as the one on the other side. just point that out. Now, I wholeheartedly disagree with you, but there is a method to our madness, at least my madness, when I'm flying as a lifelong flyer. 503-733-KGON, 503-733-5466. What do you say? Middle seat, armrest for the middle seat passenger.
Yeah, you get both armrests, but there's dual purpose for those. It's so that the middle person doesn't fall asleep and wake up with his face in his neighbor's lap.
Dude, that is the worst. I've shared this story, and you know what happens? I was sitting in the aisle, and my wife was on the aisle seat across from me, and we were coming back from Las Vegas. The guy was hammered, drunk, and like, you know, a two-day bender.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept falling asleep on me, man. And it was awkward, and I was starting to get angry. And I was like, dude, you got to stop sleeping on me, man. Come on, man. We're all just partied out, bro. Come on. I was like, no.
Yeah, stop resting your head in my lap and stop slobbering and drooling on me, because I don't like that either.
Exactly.
And I don't care how partied out I am. I would never expect to be able to do that to a stranger
Here's the fix.
I could never see Matt doing that. He's like, he'd just like strap himself up to the backrest of the seat.
He would. Matt absolutely would. But here's the fix for that. You take one ice cube out of your cup and stick it in his lap while he's asleep. Because by the time you get to where you're going, he's going to think you peed his pants. And if they got khaki pants on, it's great.
You know, I've traveled all across the United States on buses and dealt with that. So it's like, yeah, you just pour a little bit of your already getting warm bottled water in your lap.
Yep. See? No good deed goes unpunished. That's the way it works, man. What's your name?
This is listener Donald, Captain Pirate Don.
All right, Captain Pirate Don. Appreciate you listening, my friend. Thanks for the opinion.
Yep. Love KGON. You guys rock.
So we're just talking about summertime travel. This blew up the internet last Thursday, and it really is kind of a pain in the you-know-what. Right in the Benornis. If you get stuck with the center seat, you probably have a different opinion than if you're in the aisle or the window seat. The claim is that the center seat flyer gets both armrests. What do you think?
Yeah, I was calling about the armrest.
What do you think? Center seat? Matt thinks the center seat guy gets both armrests.
No, I've flown over the Philippines twice, and normally the person in the middle, I let them decide whether they want the front of the armrest or the back, and I usually take the other.
Oh, and you guys share the armrest.
Wow.
Look at
that's
you.
Cozy.
So I just share it.
That's
and it's
cozy.
Like you know, pick a side, you know, and everyone gets a piece. So
I will tell you that there is a clear-cut play for anyone who flies on a regular basis, and it comes down to two things. One, what is your attractiveness scale if you're sitting in the center seat? Or B, how big is that person and how gnarly? Because you get into elbow wars. You really will. And if and you know this is true. If you if you're the person in the center seat, I can hardly do it because I'm not big, but I'm broad shouldered and it makes my back hurt. And I start rolling my shoulders forward. And if someone on the aisle or the window like moves to get a drink or whatever, I claim that space immediately. I sprawl out.
See, so when you're in the center seat, you think you should have both?
No, I think that it's up for game, man. It's sort of like armchair UFC. You're always right. You know, see.
It's because if they do move their arm, I will take the whole thing. But if they start looking back down, I'll be like, slide my arm up to the front because I'm almost always on the window seat. So
when you put your arm on there and you finally do claim it, do you feel like you can't move your arm at all?
Yes, I have to sit with my arm sort of like it almost looks like I'm coming in, you know, with my fists on my chest. I'm just sitting like this.
So like you want to get the magazine out of the front of the seat back pocket deal, you can't because you've got to keep your arms on the arm.
I get it with my teeth. I lean forward and I get them with my teeth. Hey man, appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yep.
That's why I'm always sick when I come back from flying because I'm licking the magazines.
Yes. You're licking the magazines.
Yeah. I can't read them because I can't hold it. I gotta keep my elbows. I gotta keep the position there. I'm not a fun person to be by if I'm your center seat companion.
I believe that 100%.
It's not pleasant. So I think we've solved it this morning. It's been pretty clear. All that territory is up for fight. Mike makes right on that center seat.
Another situation solved. Got a situation you need help with? Got a dilemma you can't figure out? Air it out on You Make the Call.
Email your situation to Terry at KGON.com.
You Make the Call. Portland's classic rock. 92.3 KGON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.